Here he is with his unique perspective on the world, blogger Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com joins us on the phone. Frederick, how are you on this Monday?
Not bad, MacArthur. How's about you?
Well, we're digging out still. Another 15 centimeters of snow expected in this area today again, on top of the just over 100 we've had in the last week.
Isn't that something? I feel for you.
Well, here's the good news is the beer stays cold in the garage, Fred.
Yeah, I guess so, and that's got to be some sort of a tourist attraction right now, doesn't it? Because why London?
I don't know what we did, but apparently we made the gods mad. So
isn't that something, eh? Just, I guess, certain lake effect and winds blowing a certain way chose London.
Yeah, we have this streamer that's just sitting right over us, and it won't move. It's stubborn.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it is cool all over the place. And yeah, as I mentioned, our beer stays cold. And that's where we're going to start this week because we've reached a recycling milestone in this province, Freddie. The 1 billionth bottle has been recycled. That works out to about 250 million of bottles being recycled each and every year, which I guess either means one of two things. We're all really concerned for the planet, or we're just a bunch of alcoholics in this province.
Or we want our deposit money back.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about now, like the beer and liquor bottles?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Because I'm the same way. There's something that draws you to taking your empties back. I mean, we've really done a good job in Ontario. I mean, even prior to 2007 when they started, including liquor and wine bottles, I always took my beer empties back. And I don't know what... Was it because I wanted the money back? It took up too much room? I was being, environmentally friendly? I don't know. But I know I used to throw my wine bottles out and liquor bottles out, not that I drink a lot of liquor. But as soon as that program started, I took them back.
Well, you know what? It's the greatest scam in the world because what they do is when you take your beer empties back is they give you a little seed money, right? You got a few bucks in your hand and you're thinking, well, that's a couple bucks off my next case. I might as well go get it right now.
Absolutely. And especially up north where I go in the summer, I have a shed. And I'll have 4, 5, 6 cases sometimes because my place tends to be party central on Friday and Saturday nights because I have a tiki bar right there on the lake. So everybody leaves their empties there. So it gets to the point where I have no room to move around in my shed, so I pile them all up in the truck and I take them down. It's like half price for a case of beer. Thank you very much.
And you know, I've been doing my part because I want everybody to know I don't drink beer for the taste or even the buzz. I'm just trying to do my bit for the environment.
Oh, you're a wonderful man. Now, this leads to an idea.
Okay.
Why don't they put a deposit on plastic water bottles?
Aha. Great idea.
And I mean a hefty one, because, MacArthur, I'm getting bloody tired of seeing plastic water bottles everywhere, especially at off-ramps, of highways or street corners where people, they just open their car windows and fire their plastic water bottles. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, and if it had some sort of value, even little value, like we see with the beer bottles, you're right. People wouldn't be doing that. That's the number one way to get people to change their behavior is to hit them in the wallet.
Or ban those things altogether because, and here's another thing, I'm so tired of the plastic water bottle culture. Why is it people have to take the cap off, take a sip, and then put the cap back on? You notice that? Everybody does that now.
Because you got to keep the water fresh, Freddie.
Well, I don't get that. So you know what I do now, MacArthur? As soon as I take the top off, I get rid of it. Because I don't want to be one of those people that takes the top off, take a sip, put the cap back on. Take the cap off, take a sip, put the cap. What is that? What's with that? You know, I'm watching that golf tournament last week. The Tiger blew there in the 18th hole.
Right.
And I must have saw 20 people on that 18th hole doing, take the top off, take a sip. Even Tiger did it. Tiger, I can understand. If you're throwing it back into your golf bag, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't want it to spill all over. But I'll tell you, between that and then these bottles laying all over the streets, it really bothers me.
It seems so unnecessary. You're right. That recapping thing. Let's put a stop to that immediately. That's banned from now on.
Isn't it interesting that years ago, before the plastic water bottle, none of us got so thirsty we died, or were so thirsty that we couldn't function or get to the next water tap. It's just it just blows me away. It's like the cell phone, MacArthur. I know I'm going crazy here, but it's like the cell phone. Like, how did we survive before? You know, you had a quarter in your pocket, you went to a phone booth. Now it's the same thing. You're having conversations with people, and they're typing in front of you. Well, I mean, it's crazy.
You're with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Also, you got an update this week, Fred, on Greg Walsh. He is the Peterborough hockey coach who has been suspended indefinitely because he took a stand after one of his kids on his team actually endured a racial slur.
Yeah, this is really a great example of bureaucracy run wild and how minor hockey is just over the top when it comes to rules and regulations and, you know, literally chasing your tail in this case. The Ontario Minor Hockey Association had a meeting on Saturday, MacArthur, and they're going to take 7 days to decide whether this coach should be able to come back and coach after taking a stand against racism. Like, can you believe this story?
This guy should be a hero. He should be applauded.
Absolutely, and how this wasn't fast-tracked, it's so embarrassing. It's just that minor hockey has such a, like a Bible of rules now. You know, if they overlook one, then they have to worry about this other one. And if they don't worry about that one, then this other rule comes into effect. It really is pathetic. Now, the parents of the kids who hurled the racial slur, they've apologized. You know, they feel bad for what their kid did. The kid now has ultimately apologized. The victim here is the coach who took a stand and took his team off the ice after this incident occurred.
Yeah, the only one getting punished here is the guy who did the right thing. And by the way, for those that don't know, he broke some sort of refusing to start play rule. You can't take your team off the ice in the middle of a game and not come back and finish it. And that's what they're going to punish
him. So there's no gray area with that, or there's no stipulation that says, you know, in extenuating circumstances or when logic comes into play, they can overlook this rule. So here's this guy. We're 3 weeks into this now, and they're going to take an... You'd think on Saturday they would have tucked their tails between their legs and said, you know what, this is just silly. Go back and coach, and thank you very much, and hopefully this never happens again. Mm-hmm. But they're going to take 7 more days to figure this out.
And this seems so obvious. That's the problem, right? Because here's a guy, I think hockey coaches, you know, at worst, they just teach kids fundamentals, how to skate, shoot, and pass the puck. But at best, they teach kids life lessons, and this is exactly what this guy has done. And I wonder where the fellow coaches are. Why aren't they all standing up and saying what an injustice this is?
No, I agree totally. Because, you know, he didn't pull the kid off immediately. The opposing coach did discipline and bench the kid for the racial slur. But then when the next period started, put him out there. And then so the coach, who is now suspended, thought, well, that's not right. You should bench him for the whole game. The referee didn't catch it. So that's when he pulled the team off the ice. So this was a very, very noble stance on principle against racism, which should supersede a house league hockey game. But, again, the quagmire of rules and regulations in minor hockey now, so much of the fun has been taken out of the game, and this just really puts it under a magnifying glass. It's just downright silly.
There's a greater lesson to be learned, and a lot of people are missing it. Freddie, thanks as always, pal. You have a great week, and we'll see you again next Monday.
I'm loving you, MacArthur.
There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.